Dyko, the seat.
Hey Heath, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, how you doing, Ruben?
Good, good. Did you get the funding?
I haven't checked yet.
All right.
I got your message, that's why I just emailed you back, and then I just called you. And you
yeah,
and
I was, yeah, sorry I missed your call. It should be sitting there already, so...
Okay.
Let me know if you don't see it.
Okay.
Other than that, give me a second. Sorry, my system's very slow. But yeah, deal was kind of smooth. Do you mind if I give you some feedback on kind of this deal or no?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
So this is an existing customer. We did some corp-only financing where we don't need a PG, but basically my whole thing is not to like, you know, Direct Capital is a good company. I think kind of my whole pitch is, you know, I work really hard for customers. Not every single client's happy, but most of my clients are pretty darn happy. So if you have some business you want to throw my way, please let me know. One of the coolest programs that I have going on right now that a lot of vendors are using, it's simply 2 hours up to $1.50. So if your customer has decent credit, and at least they have 2 years in business, we'll get them up to $1.50. Now, I think my guess is that this customer, I know they were talking to, you know, talking to other people about financing, and I gave them a sweet deal because they're an existing customer and I want to retain their business. But one of the best programs vendors have that I'm doing right now is, I think with the really shitty customers and the back and forth, it kind of it is what it is. And there's a lot of just, you know, how about this, how about this, how about this, how about this, how about X, how about Y, how about Z, how about G. But overall, a lot of the, that, and you know, there's then they complain every step of the process, but then they don't pay. But one of the programs that I'm using for a lot of my vendors is, even for customers that don't have the best credit, as long as they're not just like utter, as long as they just pay something, basically, it's usually up to $1.50 in 2 hours. Now, I assume most of the equipment you sell is not $150,000, correct?
No.
Okay. So is it usually around that $40,000-$50,000 range?
Usually, $40,000-$50,000, $60,000. Sometimes if we do setting up a shop or a guy needs a couple pieces of equipment, then, you know, we may have two pieces of equipment. Like I got one now, 65 and 45.
Okay.
So combined, it's still less than 150.
Yeah. So the program that I've been using for 150, honestly, it's been a real game changer for me. The rates are really good, and it's just to kind of walk you through it. Let's say you send me a customer today. They can apply today, send me 3 months of bank statements. I'll have an approval for them in 2 hours.
Okay.
Also, what's making me unique is, I would like to give you some feedback on what's going on in the financing industry. So, I'm sure you get calls for working capital all the time, correct?
Yeah.
So, have you ever done one of those loans, by the way, or you just get calls on them?
I just get calls on them.
Okay. So, what's going on with, and I do a lot of working capital myself, by the way, but really what's going on with the working capital industry is it's out of control. And there's absolutely zero regulation. And so a lot of customers are just told to apply and they get promised the world. And so what happens is, and it really sucks, you have a customer who applies and their credit's ran. I have a customer right now whose credit is a 570. His credit was ran 100 times this year. 100 times. Because he gets calls with people who promise to refinance him at lower rates, and they never come through. But one of the biggest challenges that kind of makes for a vendor is, there's a lot of vendors that are bringing in deals that I work with where someone has a good business, but because of the amount of credit increase, their rate kind of on most financing goes up. One of the programs that I have right now is, we don't really care about the increase. We'll still underwrite the deal at normal rates. So, pretty darn competitive, but I kind of don't want to be a dead horse here. I'd love to work with you. You're not a dead horse. I just don't want to monopolize your time. 150 up to 2 hours. We can fund that within a day, by the way. I'll fax documents now.
Okay.
So I just want to say,
Main thing for me is, you already know, Ruben, the main thing for me is you know, on terms. Most of my customers don't have the ability to, you know, to pay half down or whatever, or either they have the ability and just would rather just pay whatever their deposit's supposed to
no,
be.
No, I think you're right. They don't have the ability. I agree with that.
Yeah. So, you know, which that doesn't change our terms. You know, we're still 50 on order and, you know, 50 on shipping before delivery.
And on this specific customer, this guy is different. This guy is a customer who is shopping around for financing, and this guy has a huge business. So I gave him the options. Like, you know, I just gave him the options. But you're talking just about 100% pre-funding.
Right.
I probably 100%.
To you, it's 100%. You know, by our terms in the industry, we don't really consider it 100% because we're actually producing the machine and shipping it and then asking for the money. But, yeah, by your terms, it's 100%.
I'm just saying the way a processor looks at it is that by 100% pre-funding, they're just all and maybe I don't want to have them use your verbiage. They're basically saying we're releasing all the money before the collateral is actually legally delivered. So that's all they're saying, whether it's 10% down, 90%. However, that's really not an issue for me. On most deals, unless it's super competitive like this one, I'm funding a CNC for $245,000 for 100% upfront. So it's not really an issue for us on our deals. I haven't really run into that issue. I've done two deals this year like this because it's a very specific program for corporate-only financing. The vast majority of your customers aren't going to corporate-only finance. So I don't think it's not a huge issue for me.
Okay. Well, cool. Yeah, and actually with Direct Capital, they just changed their lead guy. So I don't have the same guy this month as I've been dealing with for the last year. So I don't mind, you know, throwing the next one your way and seeing what we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm here to help. You know, I'm not going anywhere. Give me a holler. And on this one, they're paying you the other 50%, but they said they worked something kind of like different payment structures out with you, correct?
Yeah, we're good. Cool.
All right, and then we're just going to, once they give you the money, let us know, because we're going to reimburse them once it's delivered.
Okay, cool. I will.
Cool. Thanks, brother. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Ruben. Have a good one, bud.
You got it. Bye-bye.